So I was like, oh, is that my drink? And he goes, oh, yeah, do you want some?
Do I want some? Do I want some of my own drink?
Welcome to the second season of the podcast. I'm your host, Darren Levy, and today's guest is the crowd favorite, Piper Young, also known as Pipe Her Young. I got to know Piper over our lockdowns here in Melbourne. As some of you would know, I used to make Omegle content when I wasn't allowed to drive. Piper became one of the primary reasons why a lot of you came back every week to watch a new episode of Banter, my lockdown show. You know, it's one thing to find willing participants to film regularly with, but it's another thing to make a dear friend out of it. Whilst on break over Christmas, I road tripped up the east coast of Australia and visited Piper in Brisbane. Our podcast today begins as we make our way to a car wash to get this little Bantamobile a clean. So, Piper, welcome to the podcast.
Are you going to add a, you know, like in where they add the artificial audience?
Well, this is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Should I? Okay, I will. Just like, pause for effect. I'm not gonna add shit.
Wait, please, no.
You look stupid as fuck. Hey, Piper.
Hey, Darren.
I drove almost 2,000 kilometers to be here. Well, it's actually like 1,800, but.
Yeah, I drove 800 to my mum, right? In one tank.
In one tank? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, because we only stopped once, so I was just cruise control the whole time, pretty much, so I didn't.
But 800 kilometers, like, I've tried to do that. I can get like 550 out of a tank on the freeway.
Yeah, same.
You got the same sort of car.
No, but like when you're not stopping and restarting your car and all that. That was when I drove with Kaya. Do you remember that at all?
Kaya messaged me last night.
What?
She messaged me.
My cousin?
Yeah.
Kaya?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is my whole family in your DMs?
She's so cool. She literally just replied to the story and said, I'm so jealous.
Yes.
Oh, these things.
Yes! Down around there, around there.
Where's her start over there?
Over here.
I'm shredding.
So which one do you want? You get to pick.
Okay.
Options.
I want. Oh, fuck.
He'll take the Ultra HD.
Should we do the Ultra HD? $45? No, it's 22. Is it 22?
Yes, it's 22.
Okay, we'll do the Ultra HD Pro. Hey, man. How are you? Can I do the Ultra HD?
I don't know.
Card, please.
I don't know if that is. I don't know what the Ultra HD is.
You convinced me to get this. Darren from Audio Production here. When you buy a car that turns out to have a couple of issues with it, large issues, it's called a lemon.
You've never heard like a car being a lemon? It's like if you...
Maybe that's because you're a lot older than me. Back in the older days, we used to call cars lemons.
How you're 22?
I'm 21.
You're 21. So you're proper Gen Z.
You
are. Well,
ew,
don't
call me a Gen Z.
Bro,
I will.
Piper, you are Gen Z.
Can I be at least like Gen X or something?
What were you doing when I was running late today? What were you doing when I was
listening to Cody Simpson in
no,
my
you
bathroom?
Were, you were dancing
to Cody Simpson.
Wait, hold on.
Old school Cody Simpson.
My favorite thing in the world. It used to scare the shit out of me. Drunk out.
It's your last beat. You're offering your last beat.
You need it.
No. Piper, I'm sweating my tits off.
All That's four right. of them?
So you're getting
That's a lot of sweat! Oh my goodness!
Look at this. Oh, that is... If you have arachnophobia, that's fucking terrifying. That is really scary.
Oh my gosh. Do you know who has arachnophobia? Kyle.
Really?
There was this fake spider in my drawer one time.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to get the TV remote. I was like, oh, it's in my middle drawer.
Yeah.
She opened it. She bawled her eyes out. I wasn't home. She FaceTimed me. She's bawling her eyes out. I'm like, it's fake. She's like, I know.
Shame. So even if she knows it's fake, it's fucked with her. Shame.
No, it's funny, but I never had. Do you have a?
I'm just in everyone's way today.
Do you have a scratch on the back?
Yeah.
Oh, because you need to put the take the thing off. I can do it.
Yeah.
Right now. Thanks. Right here.
Right here. Right now. Thanks, Pip.
Punch your.
Thanks. Thanks. Free
souvenir.
Can I have it?
Yeah. What does it say?
The things we do when there's you're a like fucking the camera rolling.
You're like the human Wally. Wally.
How come you don't make TikToks as often as you used to?
I don't have the motivation, all the ideas, all the time, all the motivation.
No, that's fair. I like. Because you like the TikToks. I found you on TikTok.
Yes.
I reached out to you because your TikToks were funny as fuck.
Yes. That's my biggest flex to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
That a millennial reached out to you on TikTok.
The old man.
Yeah. The old boys.
But I also don't scroll TikTok as much as I used to, so I don't know. Like, I don't know what sounds are going around and, you know, all that. I used to be, like, you know, my screen time, bro.
Used to be heavy TikTok. Yeah. Beginning of the pandemic.
Now it's, like, down, like, 6 or something.
I used to, like, scroll like crazy. Like, I'd probably scroll at least an hour a day. But I was also doing it from, like, a...
Only an hour?
No, but I was doing it from a... If I... find a funny TikTok that looks like it's going viral and it's been uploaded in less than 24 hours. I want to find a funny comment to make on it so that my comment can be like one of the top ones and I can get followers from it. That's how systematic my enjoyment of TikTok was, which is a little sad, right? But full disclosure, like, don't get me wrong, I like the content and stuff, but when I was in that mode, don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing.
What's funny about that? I'm proud of that.
I'm proud of you.
No, you're not.
Because sometimes, I don't think I've told you this, but sometimes, like, I'll see a TikTok and I'll be like, oh, this is funny. No idea why it's on my For You page, though. And then I check comments as you do in every video and I can see you there. I'm like, oh, that's why it's on my For You page. Because sure. You know how when other people you follow interact with videos, you mm-hmm. see those videos?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, that's really random. Why is that? Why am I seeing this?
So what you're saying is we have a similar sense of humor.
No.
Oh, wait. No, I don't want to come this way.
Uh-oh.
80 kilometers an hour and recording audio doesn't work.
Oh.
Grab your ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I could have gone.
We got to really...
He who hesitates masturbates. She who hesitates masturbates.
I don't hesitate!
Let's keep it inclusive.
2021.
I can't.
Well, then they. Please.
Well played. Well played. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Go, 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 go!
Oh! Oh, yeah! Alright!
Oh my goodness!
Who knows what's possible in a Mazda 2?
80 in audio recording doesn't work. Let me go 100.
I'm gonna take this opportunity. I'm gonna get all proper on you, but I've said this to you privately, but I also want it like documented, recorded, you know, in the history books of the internet, because the internet is forever. I want to sincerely thank you for, yes, we had like banter and talking shit and stuff on Omegle and people saw 30 seconds of that, but like we used to chat for hours.
I think the longest chat we had was 8 hours straight.
At the end of like the night, which is when my sleeping pattern was disgusting. I go to bed at like 2 p.m. after, but... I was, like, especially looking back now, like, I was pretty miserable over a lot of those, like, lockdown periods. And yeah, you were like a conversation that I would like always look forward to. It was just like so easy and stuff. So like sincerely, thank you. You helped a lot with my lockdown experience. Because yeah, that lockdown shit sucks.
Wait, so. Keep your eyes on the road. That's adorable.
Oh no, man, it's
yeah.
I mean it.
Let's give myself a high five
from the bottom of my foot. Pipe her. Young, your name is illegal.
Young. Yes.
You have, tell me, like, how many siblings do you have?
I have 3 real siblings. Okay. I mean, sorry, real. They're
how
all
many
real.
Imaginary?
I have 3 full siblings.
Sure.
I have 2 step siblings, and then I have a half sibling.
So you do the whole, like, what are you up to, step bro, kind of thing. Sorry. Okay, no, we're getting to know Piper. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't met the half-sister.
Okay.
She's 5. She lives in America.
Okay. And she lives in America with your dad. Mm. How old were you when your parents split up?
I was 7 when my parents split.
Do you remember when they were together?
Yes, because they were my happiest memory.
Really?
Nah. Well, yeah. I remember them together.
Okay.
But I'm not sad that they're not together anymore.
Sure.
Because they're both happily married. Like, I wouldn't have gone through half the experiences that I have if they were still together.
Mm.
Like, I'm not one of those kids that wish their parents never split up. Like, if anything, I'm glad they did.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt? Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess.
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
It's kind of funny because, like, my memories of my parents together are worse than my memories of my parents apart. Like, when my parents split up, I was, like, relieved.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. When my dad said he's moving out, there was, like, this, oh, it was like, you know, it was sadness, but I was relieved, even though it happened when I was 11 or 12.
11.
I think I was 12, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there was just so much arguing, and oh, this is a dead end.
See, I do remember the arguing as well.
Mm.
But, like, I guess, like, when you're 7, you don't care. You're like, yeah, it's okay. You'll get over it.
But I have a theory that, like, my temperament is based off arguing and just, like, things in the family where it wasn't just between my parents, it was also between my sister and my brother, or my sister and my parents, and I was kind of like the dude kind of watching it, and then I would try to be the comedic relief. I wasn't often involved in the arguing, so my theory is that, like, my temperament and my, like, you know I'll try to find the joke in everything is kind of based off that.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, because you and I have a similar temperament in that regard, do you reckon my theory has weight?
Yeah, I don't know if it's with my parents, though, or, like, my siblings, because, like, siblings fight a lot, right?
Yeah.
And, like, my mum and my siblings would fight a lot, because I haven't lived with my dad since I was 7.
Right.
So, I grew up with, not without a dad, but with a dad, but in a single mom household.
Yeah, you speak to your dad a lot, though.
He wouldn't say that.
Gotcha.
He probably wishes I spoke to him more.
Gotcha.
I think about him a lot.
Sure.
I'm just really slack with, like, communicating with people that are far away. Like, even us, we don't talk, like, as much as we did. But with my dad and all of that, I'd rather call or FaceTime, because, like, text, I feel like I have to, like, I can't just tell them a random thing.
Mm.
It has to be, like, a whole freaking email.
Yeah,
to catch them up on every single thing.
Totally.
Before I can tell them it's one thing.
Totally. No, I mean, like, I was speaking to my brother on the drive up here. My brother lives in New Zealand. I don't get to see him that often anymore. whenever we talk, we can't talk for 20 minutes. We have to talk for like 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Just,
like, yeah. And like we text and stuff, but it's like, hey, have you heard this song? Because we have the same.
Yeah, literally. Just like, silly music. Stuff like swiping up on a story or.
I actually think that that's kind of like healthy. It's yeah. All right, well, like if we're going to chat, we're going to chat.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't do frequent chats. I do the long chats.
But that's kind of what I've noticed with you. And like, I haven't known you as long, but like when we chat, we catch up.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, we'll share a TikTok or a reel or whatever, and it's just like a little thing here and there. I kind of like that. I feel like that's a secure friendship or relationship.
Yeah, because you don't need to constantly keep tabs to know that you're still close.
Totally.
I found this thing where it was like, if someone says, I love you, just be like, I love YouTube. So like really fast, like I love YouTube.
But they still think you said.
Yeah, I know, but you're not lying. They're like, what?
Because it's sacrilegious to lie. Jesus doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't.
You know exactly where I'm going with this. Are you religious, Piper?
I am religious, Darren.
Respect.
Respect.
So
should
like,
should I wish you a happy Hanukkah or something? By the way.
I didn't wish you a Merry Christmas.
Kind of rude.
Is it?
No.
Jesus had followers.
He did.
Mm.
He does.
You've got followers.
Are you comparing me to Jesus?
With respect? Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of your mum, how is she?
Should we call her?
Do you want to?
Yes.
Sure. Okay, let's call her.
Like FaceTime?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll call first. What if she's naked or something? She doesn't answer.
No, they're FaceTime. Definitely FaceTime.
She's really gonna think something's wrong.
Why do you never call her?
You are calling is not available.
What if something was wrong? Are you going to anything, Bugs?
We're talking about, like, with our group of guys in Gold Coast, we're talking about going to Wet n Wild.
Oh, yeah.
I might go to, depending on...
It's right up your alley.
How so? Your mother watches
this. I know! Oh, no. Because you love water sites.
I do.
Because it's hot. It's hot.
It is hot.
Temperature.
Yeah.
Water. Cool.
Yeah.
Swim.
Spot on.
Wet. Wild.
Wet
and wild.
Wet and wild. Do you think they regret calling it that?
No. yeah, no.
Do you like dating?
I love dating.
Really?
Yes.
Actually?
Yes.
I did not think you would say that.
I love dating.
Really? Nobody likes dating.
I love it.
What do you like about it?
I went on a date the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually a sticky situation. I probably
You don't have to. No. There's
I will
like
tell
a, there's
you,
a private
but I'm
life.
Not going to tell you.
Yeah, fair enough. But you like dating.
No, but yeah, it's so much fun. Because I guess dating's my form of meeting new people like you do.
Sure.
Where it's just actually a date.
Sure.
But, you know, sometimes I hate the dates, but it makes a good story for later.
That is exactly what I used to tell my friends, like, I don't know, probably when I was, like, 21. Like,
so
I...
like, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, like, 22 years ago. I'm the same. You go on a date, it's like, you spend a couple of hours with somebody, you have no commitment to, like, spend the rest of your life with them.
It's just funny, because it's, in the moment, you're like, this is awful, but then, like... I've told that story so many times on my worst date.
Right.
And someone's like, thank you. I'm glad I went. Wouldn't take it back.
Have you told me your worst date story?
Probably not.
Do you want to?
Yeah, sure.
Don't use names.
Sorry. First of all, he lives in the city.
Yeah.
That's fine. Cool. But he's one of those boys that are like, oh, I live in the city, so I don't need to drive. So
okay.
He didn't drive.
Okay.
He didn't have a license. I didn't think he had his L's or anything.
Okay.
Whatever, I'm not judging you. But he said I wasn't allowed to come to his house. And I was like, oh, that's fine. You can come to mine, but you don't drive. And so he caught the train. And so I had to pick him up at the train station.
Okay.
And then we got KFC. This is a really casual. I wouldn't call it a date.
Okay.
I would just call it hanging out with a boy that was maybe interested in me.
How'd you meet? Or how'd you find each other?
Probably Tinder. I don't know.
Okay.
We went to KFC. Mm. And I'm one of those girls, even if it is a date, I'm like, no, you don't have to pay for me. I'll pay for myself. It's fine. I'm an independent woman. And so I paid for myself. We paid separately.
Yep.
I didn't even shout him. We just paid separately.
Okay.
Got our separate meals. Went back to my house. Because I think this was... No, actually, this makes sense. This was, like, peak, like, COVID, couldn't eat anywhere kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we ate at my house. And then I got a phone call, and I was like, I have to take this. Because, you know, some of my friends, I'm their, you know, the person they lean on. So I need to... be on call sometimes. I took a phone call.
Yeah, that's fine.
Before I took it, he goes, hey, you didn't... Oh my gosh! Before we get to this bit, he smelled like a grandma.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness! Before
What does a grandma smell like?
Like, just... you know, mothballs and like a death...
So he, like, he had just gone shopping before the date at the op shop.
He literally smelled like a grandma.
Okay.
I was like, oh, Aunt Betty, how are you? Like, no, I didn't say that. The worst part was, and you're going to hate this. Because I'm short. In my own car, I pump the seat up.
Okay.
Like, I pump it up. I'm, like, sitting up here.
Okay.
He was a lot shorter than I thought he was. Probably shorter than you, actually.
Okay.
So, pretty short. Yeah. I met him. I don't care about height, but I wasn't expecting it. So, I was like, oh, wow. But... I was driving. Obviously, I was in that seat, so I turned this way. But for story's sake, I'll look at you.
Accuracy.
I was driving.
It. Yeah, yeah.
I turned, and then I went.
No,
because my seat was so. No, I didn't do it on purpose. I literally was like, oh, you're.
Okay.
Like, it was just like my seat was pumped up. Passenger's not pumped up.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
And also, he's short. Here's the worst part.
Uh oh.
Okay. I was looking down at him and I was like, oh no. And I reached over him and pumped his seat up.
That was at the beginning of it.
That was the beginning.
That was when you picked him up from the train station. Mm-hmm. And then you went to KFC.
Then we went to KFC. Went to the house.
And then
got a call. He was like, oh, you didn't open your solo. And I was like, it's fine. Like, I'll probably have it another time. Because we were at my house. So I actually have a fridge in my house. So I could easily put a can solo in my fridge, you know?
I understand that's how refrigeration works.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I'm glad you probably know my friend Bob Vance then.
Bob Vance refrigeration, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I get so distracted with you.
It's true that the tangents we go on. I don't know if I have ADHD, but...
I don't think I do, but...
No.
I think it depends who you're with. You just...
No, wait. Just it's a story.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. What are we talking about? So I was like, it's fine. I'll have it later. I come back maybe like 6 minutes later. And we start playing a card game on the floor.
Yep.
As you do.
Sure.
And then he, like, you know, he's drinking his drink. And I think about it. I, like, look at him. And I'm, like, staring at him while we're playing this card game. I'm like...
Oh, no. He's
didn't he get a Pepsi? Because he was drinking a solo.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, is that my drink? And he goes, oh, yeah, do you want some? Do I want some? Do I want some of my own drink? First of all, first impressions, like, if it was like you, you'd be like, oh, sorry, I was just really thirsty. I don't care. It's first different. Time I met him,
yeah.
I also told him that I was going to save it for later.
Yeah. It's funny how... So, look, okay, I'm going to jump in here. I have to jump in here. Because there will be people that are like, it's a soft drink, it's a whatever.
No, it's not
But it's not. No, it's like...
First impression.
First date etiquette
etiquette.
There's a level of politeness that is required. And the only time I think that a level of politeness isn't required is when you meet each other and there's, like, immediate banter. Or there's an immediate, like...
There was no...
So if there was a that, like, it might seem like a you know, it's a can of Solo or whatever. No, but like, there's etiquette.
Because it's not even just like it was a bottle that you could just screw the lid back on. It's a can.
No, even if it was a bottle, it's your drink.
Like, there's so many. Like, my mind was like, and he's like, oh, you, do you want some? No, you can have it. We did kiss.
At what point?
A point? I don't know.
Before or after the Solo
incident? After.
Okay.
Right. I think I'm like that female that's like, frick, like he's come all this way. Like, as.
No, you don't mean that. No,
no, Papa, I do mean
no,
that.
No, you don't mean that. You
no, don't I didn't do anything with him. Anything. No, I didn't do anything with him, but I.
Oh, yeah, like a kisses him. Or yeah. Whatever.
I was like, I don't care about kisses.
Okay.
So I kissed him. He growled. He growled. I mean,
what does
like,
that even mean?
I mean, like. And at first, but only like for like a second. And at first, I was like, you know when you like your throat accent makes weird noises on accident. I was like, oh.
He had a bubble in his throat.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like, I just ignored it. I thought it was like an accident. Then it happened again. And I was like, oh, God.
So
we didn't kiss again.
In the lead up to the kiss, I was like, kissing?
While we were kissing. Like, during.
Like, really?
Like, during. Like.
How old was he?
18.
Okay.
I was 19, maybe.
Right. Are you sure he was 18? Sure he wasn't, like, 14? was this illegal?
I mean.
No, that's bizarre.
How bizarre?
Very bizarre.
Growling. No, well, actually, that's not the worst part. The worst part's definitely the Solo thing. Maybe me pumping his seat up. I don't know.
Yeah, so all of those instances of your worst date, his worst date was when this girl leaned over and pumped his seat up. Ironically, you're each other's. Was he a decent kisser?
No.
Did he use too much tongue, too little tongue?
Did
he have a tongue?
I couldn't exactly describe it. It was a long time ago. I'm 21 now.
I know.
But I kissed a lot better.
I'm picturing a guy with, like, long curly hair, a jacket that's too big on him, and actually, shut the fuck up, actually, no way. So it was his grandma's coat. He was Macklemore, like, 2.0, just like the dollar store version. No, like, really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Darren from Audio Production here. Now, it's 2022, and we all know what happens when someone says something cheeky or controversial on a public forum.
There have been a few things where I'm like, I want to say this, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, well, same. This is like, especially on a Omegle, because I was meeting strangers literally one after the other.
Yeah.
And I have these jokes that I will make with my friends that I can't make in that setting. But I know the person would probably find it funny, but they might be recording me. I'm recording them. All of that stuff. Like, I think this is like, to be honest, I think we've always had this. I think we've always had the whole, you know, consider how you present yourself to the public. It's just we've never had it at the scale that we have it now.
Yeah, I made a freaking semi M joke.
Okay.
It turned out my dad was on the live stream. I was like, oh, yeah.
But what did he say?
But he would, I could just see him like type like. He said, like, hey, Piper, or something. And I was like, oh, so just found out my dad's here.
All right, I'm going to bleep it out. What did you say? Amazing. Fuck yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, my dad's here.
That's beautiful. I love that. I absolutely love that. But that's not a cancelable thing. That's just part of part of the audience could be your sweet grandmother.
Can we do ASMR?
Sure. Do you want to do ASMR right now?
Yes. Hey guys, welcome to ASMR with Darren and Piper. lower your voice, please. People are sleeping.
Oh, my goodness.
That's payback for the scream of all. You sounded like Homer Simpson. You know when Homer screams?
Yeah. There's only one ASMR clip, video that I've liked, and it was titled...
What do I do with this?
Do you want me to put it back? It was... It was so awkward. It was called... Reloading My Gun ASMR. It was this dude with a fucking gun and just like slowly going, yeah, that's me cleaning it. And it was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen with a gun.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I said. Featuring Michael Jackson.
And cut.
As always, a special thank you to Piper for blessing us with her sense of humor and lightness. Thank you, Piper. You may not know this, but she's built a pretty epic audience on TikTok with more than 100,000 followers, so I highly recommend checking that out. Otherwise, if you just want to say hey to Piper, it's @PJPiper on Instagram. See you next time.